following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode of Radioland is brought to you by our friends at Central Barbecue. Oh, yes. If you live here in Memphis, you know what I'm talking about. I say it all the time. I say it every week right here. Three locations here in town. They've got fantastic pulled pork. They've got the slow smoked ribs. Oh, my God. They have been named the number one barbecue joint in this area for many, many years, and for good reason. So if you've been to Memphis and miss it, and you live outside of the area, fear not, my friends. You can have it shipped to you, or you can send it to someone's house. You can send it where your mouth is going to be. That's the beauty of this fantastic place. Go to their website. You can find it on our site, radio-memphis.com or cbqmemphis.com. And look for the banner ad if you're on our site at radio-memphis.com. Look for it. You'll see the pig. He's kind of leaning there and smiling at you, and he's saying, come on, eat me. And you'll be damn glad you did, too, because, like I said, they'll ship it anywhere here in the United States of America. You've got some parties coming up. It'll be Super Bowl before you know it. You got all the NFL playoff games. There's always an excuse to have a party, and there's always an excuse to have some of that great taste of Memphis brought right to your place. It's real simple. Get on there, order it, and say, hey, I got some Memphis barbecue, girlfriend. Oh, come on over. We're going to eat like we're going to the electric chair. And by God, you certainly will. Central Barbecue, proud sponsors of this program, which starts right now. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Saluton for all of our Esperantans. We reach out to everybody as we can. Dig this, kids. This is the 99th episode of the show, and I've been looking forward to this. I've been looking back at the shows a little bit, sort of a retrospective, I guess, and seeing some of the things that we've gotten into over the course of this program. You know, It was funny because when I got up this morning and I was thinking about it, I said, well, I knew that today was going to have to be the day that I was going to record it, and this is kind of, I don't know, maybe sad, but I had the song 99 Bottles of Beer stuck in my head, because by God, we have gone through a ton of shows. We really have, and it has been so much fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, and we've had some interesting things transpire. And you know, I'll tell you, when Jeff Janowitz, the guy who's really sort of responsible for getting me into this, when he and I were discussing this, we had been talking about the idea that perhaps, you know, through my blog page, which is still active, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. Now, all it is a place where this podcast, it's there, but there's usually some show notes about it, or just, you know, an expanded idea of what's going on. If anything really particularly unusual happened in the show, then I'll make a note of it there. But here's here's what's unusual about it. You know, over the time when I started this, my thought was to perhaps write about the things that I had witnessed in this business, in the broadcast business, in show business in general, and from my point of view. And because I get asked a lot, you know, when I'm out in public, people ask questions about, you know, this, people that I've known, the places that I've been, the way we did things, you know, that kind of thing, and the way we still do things. And along the way, I thought, well, you know, perhaps a book might be in order. And several people had asked, you know, hey, you should write a book. And then I didn't necessarily sit down and start writing, as it was that I realized that once I kind of put my thoughts down like that, it just wasn't going well for me. And I'm not going to be one of those guys that's going to hire a ghostwriter. I'm not into that. If it's got to come from me. And I do like to read, and I'm not saying that I'm a good writer. I'm not. I'm not really a very decent writer when it comes to long form stuff like that. So my thought then turned, after Jeff and I had been speaking, that maybe we should direct a podcast into the direction of some of the things that, that I have seen, some of the things that I've witnessed, the things that go on in this industry. And it's ongoing, and that never changes. We will always do that. It just won't be quite in the direction that we're doing it, because we've talked about all these changes for a while. But when you look back at the things that we have done, and it has, you know, 99 weeks of this, well, okay, 98, not including this one, the things that we have been able to discuss and get into have been absolutely great fun. And I haven't gone back. Typically, I don't listen to this. I mean, I'll hear it during its post-production phase. And, of course, as I do it. But it's an interesting look back when I go back and hear some of the things that I had done and said and the conversations that I had with various people. And it's really quite amusing from my point of view to go, God, that really came out of my face. I mean, it really kind of culminated into, you know, of course, the stories that it was for me in this business, the ideas that where people and in this industry and show business and trying to figure out where we all sort of fit into this and watching the industries change as they have, I knew at some point during its run and fairly soon at the time when I started it, that there would have to be the discussion as to what had happened at the FM station I worked for at the time. I'm not going to get into the details of that. If you want to hear it, you can go back to the date of August 17th, 2014. It was episode 27. 27 weeks it took me the ability to sit down and put this thing together. And it turned into a three-part extravaganza. And that those three shows really were, I guess, sort of it was sort of the climax of that year, of that season, because it tells the stories of working at 103 and with Bad Dog and what had happened, how I came here, the salad days, and then the ultimate demise of my terrestrial career, which turned into a good thing, mind you. Yes, episode 27, 28, and 29 will be the shows. If that's what I'm referring to, they are available. You can find them in iTunes. You can find them if you go to the Podbean site. Podbean is the company that hosts this show, and they do such a great job over there. You can find it at rickchetter.podbean.com, rickchetter.podbean.com, and you can see it. And there's a lot there. Episodes 27, 28, and 29. It's called Exiled to Radioland, parts 1, 2, and 3. And these were actually more cathartic for me than they were for getting it into the public record, even though I was glad to have done it that way, and it did work out. And there were some it's hard to say. There was a lot of emotion that had flown in through that whole process. It was stuff that had to be done. And I was glad to have done it. There were people that had come to me, and they still do it. They come to me in public, and they'll say, hey, thank you for sharing that story. Thank you for digging deep and reopening those old wounds, which they were. I mean, and they still sort of are. I feel so much better now that it's out there, but, you know, it had to happen. So if you want to know more about all of that, go check out those episodes, and you'll certainly know more. But along the way, I was still sort of trying to figure out where I would fit into the world of podcasting. Where is it going to be? Where is it going to go? Is there a place for me in this format? And of course, there is. The ideas that existed at that time was, you know, let's figure this out. Let's see what's going to happen. What the hell am I going to talk about every week? And do I want to just pull stuff off the air and do it that way? And we did a little bit of both to kind of figure out where we stood, where I was going to be able to put this show into its proper perspectives. And when I started it, I thought, okay, we'll do some interviews. In fact, the very first episode, episode one, is actually a conversation between me and the guy that created the show together, Jeff Janowitz. You're going to hear more of him later, but the ideas that we've explored, you know, since the time, there's been all these other interviews with people that worked with us over here at Pirate Radio Studios. Some of them are no longer with us. Some of them still are. One of the more popular shows that actually did well was the third episode of the whole series, Flying Solo and the Fear of Public Speaking. It's an impressive thing. And to watch how these episodes have taken on a life of their own have been, you know, absolutely tremendous. And I look at these numbers and I just realize, wow, I mean, we really have been so lucky. And the discussions of, you know, the industry, the showbiz, television, radio, internet now as a platform for entertainment and how it affects everybody, it's been fun. It really has. We've actually done some I'm looking back through the list right here of the shows that we have, and we did some really cool things. And part of the questions that I'd had was, in the world that we live in today, everything is available on demand. You know, it's been proven now that you don't need cable television. I'm about to be a cord cutter myself. I have researched and I have found a platform to use for my own television consumption, and it's going to take me a little while to kind of put it together the way that I want it. But anything that you want, you can have. And it begs the question, is there a need for anything live? And the answer is, of course, there is. I thoroughly believe that. And I think there is a world that can exist. And that's what we're trying to figure out now. I think, and it's not just me, it's not just any of the people that I work with, but it is a global issue that we can now find a balance between what's available on demand and what is available live, and where the two should exist in cooperation with each other. We have done this many times on this show, where we have taken stuff that occurred live at Radio Memphis and we've edited it and we've put it together on this program as a way to expose more of it. You're about to hear more of that in the coming weeks as we make our way into our new growth of this show. And, you know, make no mistake, over the past, you know, 98 weeks, we felt that, at least I did, that I needed to sit down and sort of explain myself, and I needed to let you get a chance to kind of get to know me a little bit. You need to have that. You need to, who is this guy? Who is Rick? What's he about? What is he? What angle does he come from with this whole thing? And it gave me a chance, and this is what I needed. I needed about 100 weeks to just get some stuff out of my system. And I did. And I've never felt better about it. It's been wonderful. And I'll still continue to do that. It's just that instead of a 30-minute single ranty type of format, we're going to cut that down to several minutes. And then we're going to have a conversation with somebody. Whether it may have happened on the radio at Radio Memphis, or it may have been something very specifically designed to air exclusively on this show, which is really kind of the way it's going to lean anyway. As we progress into those changes, and we're adding, you know, since I work for a music-driven radio station, we're going to start featuring one of the artists. We're going to play a song from them toward the end of every show. So you get a little bit of everything. You get to sample a little bit of this, that, and the other, and have some fun along the way. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. But as I mentioned, as I go back and I look at the things that we'd accomplished over the past, you know, 98 weeks, you know, including the series of shows that were done where I was just in the park with the small handheld thing. And I those were fun. It was an experiment, at least for me, because it was strange because I didn't really want to be kind of around anybody when I did it. But there were people all around us. And it was fun. But I try and live my life without any regrets, and I don't have any regrets. But what in this particular case, it would have been, I should have approached a couple of strangers and just talked to them and dragged them into the show. But I don't think I was ready for that. I don't think I was ready for that because it wasn't their business to be involved in that. Now it is. It's kind of strange for me because we've talked to a lot of people and I've got to say a lot of things that needed to be said and you know, really, you know, brought my abilities as a broadcaster to bear. It was important. And God, there were several episodes where we went for a drive. Remember when we've done some of that? That was just something to do at the time, and there was other circumstances that had occurred. Because you got to remember, every week, without exception, minus one show, they were always released on a Sunday, and they will always, that's the date. That's the when they will always be released. We had one issue where that didn't happen because of something. I don't know, it was a power outage or there was an internet connection issue. There was something that was wrong. And we did this. I blew out two computers in the process of producing this show. We swapped into different types of broadcast equipment, different recording equipment, different software editing things. And all of it happened relatively seamless. Those of you who have highly tuned ears probably could hear the differences that came through, and some were not that great and some were a lot better, and then we sort of settled into a kind of a medium now that feels good and it sounds good to everybody without causing what is called listener fatigue. But we managed to keep it going. It wasn't easy. There was never really a time off that was taken from this show. There were shows that were produced early enough, but it's still at some point it had to be released on a Sunday afternoon so we could get it out. And there was a science behind that. There was the thought was, well, why do it on a Sunday as opposed to, say, a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Friday? Well, quite frankly, it's this, is that a lot of people, most people that consume on-demand material tend to like to have it available to them on a Sunday. That's been a school of thought. Now, that's a theory. I know some shows come out on Tuesdays. There's a show that I like that is called Tested. It comes out on Tuesdays. I think Tuesday afternoons, which is really kind of strange. And sometimes I'll capture it then and go with it, or I'll get to it a little bit later in the week. But having said that, for this show, it just felt right to have it done on a Sunday because we would get a lot of immediate listeners on a Sunday. However, the bulk of you people tend to listen to it on the earlier part of the week into like Tuesday, Wednesday, because your lives kick in on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and you're out and you're doing things and consuming this program was not meant to ever be intrusive upon anyone's life, and it never will be. We're just proud to be just to have a small part of it. We know time is the most valuable element that you possess, and for you to devote, you know, a moment of your time to listen to this certainly means a lot to me, and it means a lot to everybody at Pirate Radio Studios. It means a lot to all of us. And just to take a small part of that and have us help you get through whatever it is that you're going through. I've heard from many, many people over the span of the show. And I talk about like we've been on the air for 30 years. It's not... It sort of seems like that, but I mean, it's only, 99 episodes in. And as a result of that, when I meet people and I talk to them and I ask, well, how do you listen to it? What do you do? I'm interested in that kind of thing. Are you doing something else when you listen to this? And yeah, a lot of people typically are. I have a friend, a colleague in the business who she loves to listen to this when she is working in the kitchen on a Sunday evening. In her own kitchen, she's cooking dinner, or she's making a cake, or baking a pie, or she's preparing a dinner for her family, and she likes to pop in her earbuds and she listens to this while she's doing it because of the consumption time that it is. It's a half hour show. It's only been over a half hour, except for an interview, which I'll get to all that in a bit because some of these changes do, you know, they may change some of your perspectives. I've also met people who listen to this show. They'll save up. They won't listen to them immediately. They'll have like four or five. They'll have a month and a half worth of shows, and they'll binge listen, which is thanks to Netflix that we have the binge watching thing. It's very true in podcasting as well. So there'll be guys that I know that travel for their job, say, and they're in the car. So they don't want to listen to the crap that's on radio. So they'll save up a bunch of these shows. They've already got them downloaded to their device. They plug them into their car radio, and away they go, and they're able to hear this, and which is still, it's a fascinating thing to me. There's just so many ways that you can consume it. A lot of people, I've heard from people that listen to this while they're traveling on an airplane. There are people who have consumed this, believe it or not, through their big screen TV, because we're in all these other directories. And as a result of that, the numbers for the show, when I talk about numbers, it's, you know, how many listeners does this show have? Each episode almost has a very strange curve to the, if you were to graph it, you know, there's that spike that happens when it comes out. And then it sets at a particular number for a while, and then it'll die off. And then that show, it has a second life. It comes back usually about a month later. There are posts that I have made on that Blogspot page I was telling you about. I made them years, long before Radio Memphis was even a thought, and long before this show was a thought. There's a post that still gets hit. It was something that I'd written about, the Insight guy, Smiling Bob. And I had written an erroneous article about it. I didn't even have the facts all that correct. And I wound up going back and correcting it, you know, just to, you know, for the record. And I get sick of seeing that stupid thing come up in my alerts that people are still reading that dumb article. But I've left it up there for obvious reasons, because it still drags people, hopefully, to find out what else is up there on that site. Well, I take my listeners any way I can. There are those of you who consume through various means. iTunes is, of course, very popular. There is some of the other directories, the Podbeans, the Blueberries. There's the big screen TV thing, which some people have apps for. I've found this thing. I found this show kind of come. It's weird because I send each episode out into the wild, and wherever they go, I mean, they take a life of their own. And, you know, it's funny how eventually they come back in different places that I never expected them to see. So, you know, I've seen them in smart television applications. I've seen them in all sorts of fun sort of places as well. So yeah, it's been a great run so far, and that's fantastic. It's really cool. The podcasting medium, of course, is, we've seen, there's strange phenomena that occur in the world of podcasting as well. When the second season of Serial just came out with Sarah Koenig, when the Boberg doll thing, when it came out, I think as of the taping of this, she's like 3 weeks into it. When her season premiere started, this show and many, many other shows like this one got substantial pops in listeners. There's spikes all over the place because people had all of a sudden realized, they were reminded again of how cool podcasting is, and it was, because when the end of the first season of Serial happened, people just put down their devices and didn't think anything else of it. And yeah, there's a million of these shows out there. But once they realized how cool it was to do this, and they went, well, let's see what else is out there. And all of a sudden, all these other shows are getting residual hits as well. So yeah, it's been an interesting run. And it has, I guess, for the best way for me to put it, is that it has taken me personally 99 weeks. It will have taken 100 weeks to really get my feet under me. There are those out there who have tried to launch their own shows with some success and some not. It happens. I have seen in many forums people asking for advice. They're three or four episodes into their show and they don't understand why nobody's listening to it. You know, there's it takes a long time to do it. You have to do it for the love of the art. And that's the way I went into it. And it's, so far, it has been an absolutely tremendous run. I'm looking at episode 46. It was released on December the 28th, 2014. Happy old year. By the time you're listening to this, the new year has come. So it's an interesting time capsule, and there's a ton of interesting stuff that go back in there. Some of the shows weren't that good. That's something else that was actually fascinating to me, too, is that a lot of times I'll do a show, I'll think, oh, my God, that was a good one. That one's going to be a lot of fun. You know, because they're not all 100%. I'll give you that. And you'll see, and say, no one's listening to it. It didn't track all that well. It did, and it'll come back later. And then there'll be some shows I think, oh, God, that's going to be a suck fest. Oh, I just kind of phoned that one in, and it happened, and there it went. Those shows did really well. And it creates a mixed message that perhaps that I should just be a complete ass and phone everything in. maybe that's what I should do along the way. I have also, in the course of this, and I don't want to stray too far from the thoughts on all of this, but over the course of the run of the show so far, for example, episode 52, it was the anniversary of this show, the 52nd week. Josh Robert Thompson, it was released February 8th, 2015, this year, or next, last year. And it was so much fun because this was a guy that I admire. He still is a very funny comedian, and he was a podcaster at the time. And he's kind of gone back and forth with it, and he's done a lot of interesting things. But it was that show, episode 52, that had been rattling around in my head for the entire year of 2015. That perhaps this should be the direction that the show was going, but I wasn't mentally prepared for that yet. So now with the, you know, because if you go back and you look at the canon of work here, the body of this show, the 99 episodes, including this, it has been a lot of different things, been a lot of different feelings. You know, being the human that I am, there have been times when I've sat down, and since it's long form, I've been pissed off about something, or I've been really happy about something, or I've been kind of sad about something. I've tried to make this show a little bit of an open book about my existence, my life here in this business. But I haven't given it all away, I can tell you that. And the things that have transpired during the course of this show have kind of leaked onto this a little bit, and that's going to happen. My points of view about certain things, some of them not popular, some of them quite popular, some of them agreeable, some of them not agreeable. During the course of the 99 weeks, I've been referred to as an uninformed pile of shit. That one keeps coming to mind because I think it's funny. The interview that I had with Abigail Noel, I believe, was in the first season. The first year of it, it was interesting because on the Blogspot page, there was this long rambling comment about how this woman was the devil, and it was really, really quite interesting because she's not, and she's due back to get onto the show, so we'll probably have her on fairly soon as well. But having said all that, this past 98, including this one now, these 99 shows have been an absolute blast. I'm looking forward to what's coming up. I really am. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's take a quick moment here. And, well, Joel's going to tell you what's going on.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
100 weeks, it might as well be 100 miles. We have sat down, or I have sat down in front of this microphone 100 times, including this one, to give you hopefully something that has been incredibly entertaining. And yet we continue on. And on top of that, on the date of this recording, I have entered my decade of wisdom. You'll hear about that because coming up in a little while, and just by virtue of the weirdness of time, I'm going to be sitting down with Dirty D, Diana Fryer, who's been with us since the very beginning of all of this. And she and I are going to wax nostalgic about some of the things that have happened in the past and what to look forward to in the future. It's going to be a fun conversation, and we'll debut sort of the way this thing's going to look again. So we're working out the kinks. We're having some fun. It's all next time right here from Radioland. So we'll see you then.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, Player.fm, Stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Everybody needs a lava lamp in their office or their home. I'm just convinced of it. I think that everybody should have one. The reason being is that they're just so cool to look at. It's sort of like an aquarium in its peacefulness and its grooviness. Oh, lava lamps are so 60s, bro, so 70s. Yeah, they are, but they're cool. And there's a lot of really groovy designs that you can have out there. See, hear me? I'm talking like it's groovy. And you can find a whole great collection of them at Wizards. Find their banner ad on our website at radio-memphis.com. Look for Wizards. Click on that, and it'll take you to their site. They're here in Memphis. They've been around for a long, long time. They're one of the top alternative smoke shops here in this area for sure. Linda and company have been around a long time, and they're great, great people. And they run a beautiful shop. If you're in Memphis, go find them. 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And online, they're open all the time there, and they'll ship you a lava lamp. By God, they'll take good care of you, too. And you can have an authentic Memphis-style lava lamp. Yeah, find them, radio-memphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. So there is a look there of what's happening. Yeah, it's all good. And we look forward to the new hall. We've talked about it. We're working on this. We're working feverishly on it, and we've been trying to get some few things lined up. We are going to be, for the first few weeks coming into the new season here, the third season of the show, because I'm changing the way, because it used to be 13 episode seasons, and we don't do that now. These are all yearly seasons, so really season three is what's going to be starting with 101 actually is what it'll be. So this isn't the last of this series. We've got one more. So 100 will be the season finale. That's next week. But the idea here is that as we adapt and change and evolve, if you will, we're going to have a lot more fun. I want to start bringing in more voices into this and giving you folks something really juicy you can sink your teeth into, your teethuses, and have fun with, and make it a little bit more about what it is. Those of you who have stuck with me for the past 99 weeks, I appreciate it so much. I could not tell you how much it means to me for that. And I have been asked, you know, what can we do by the listeners? What can we do to make things what can we do to help? And the thing you can do, share it. Tell everybody you know about it. Tell them some good stuff is coming. We've got some better shows that are on the way. We feel. I don't know. Many of you may not like the change. Many of you may prefer the way we've done things in the past. But, it's all happening, and it's all going to be so much fun. So, until then, you've heard what's coming up next time. We'll see you then. Y'all take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.